Pathways to Wholeness podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and I thank you for joining us for this next episode of Meditative Teaching. Please note that these meditations were recorded in a tropical environment with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds in the background. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Okay, let's just settle in, relax, maybe take a few breaths, and just listen to the music before the teaching starts. To establish a connection with our essential self, the primary requirement is that we become quiet and still. For most of us, our mind is almost never quiet. There is always something being pondered, or something being worried about, or something distracting us, telling us that we need to dwell in the thoughts. But actually, that is just a distraction. And this is not an accident. It is a way that we have chosen to distract ourselves, because we are afraid of losing control, are afraid to not be in control. There is an idea. Surrendering control will have catastrophic consequences. We may not be conscious of that idea, but we may be able to feel it when we consider letting go of control, and we make up our mind that we are going to surrender. We feel some kind of resistance, some kind of barrier. That is the fear. But it is not a real barrier. It's just a way of blocking and stopping ourselves from letting go. We can release that resistance. We can drop that barrier. We will remember that what we want is actually what that barrier is preventing us from experiencing, and that we are creating that barrier. It is our fear. Fear of the severe consequences of letting go of control. But what are the true consequences of letting go of control? What is really going to happen if we surrender? This is the knowledge that we must draw on, the understanding what really awaits, what will be realized when we let go. First thing we will notice is a sense of calm as we let our body relax and relax those tensions that have been there so long that we don't notice them until we actually let go of them. We remember how it feels to be relaxed. That is certainly something we desire. We long for the peace of letting go. That feeling of calm and being at peace brings a completely different state of being. A state where we feel connected with life, with creativity, love, with light and joy. That state is our natural way of being. We tend to think that our state of tension, hyperactivity and hyper-alertness is our natural state because we spend so much time like that. But it is not. It is a defensive, reactive state. created an extreme stress. Our natural state is to be at peace, at rest, at home with ourselves. And that state is available to us. Has not been lost. And so, we must reframe our outlook on what is possible, and what is real, and what is true about us. And what are the consequences of letting go and surrendering? So much of our altered state as a result of unconscious reactions and decisions to stressful circumstances and situations. But we can become conscious. We can make a conscious choice to change our state, to return to our natural state. We become conscious by becoming present, by entering fully to this moment, in the realm of experience is the source of knowledge and truth, not our thoughts, not our intellectual capacity. Truth will not be found through words. The truth is found in experience. What is true right now? What is undeniably true in this moment? One thing for sure is that we are conscious. We are aware of ourselves. We feel ourselves. We can differentiate between types of experience. We are processing energy all the time. Our eyes process light energy. Our ears process the movement of air. Our skin is always interacting with the environment. Our lungs are breathing. Our heart is beating. But we are capable of experiencing a whole other deeper level energy. The energy of now. The energy of life. But to truly enter into this experience, we must leave behind the critical and analytical mind and just be available. Just sink into it. There is a power and a presence to be experienced, to be known. Is closer to us than anything else. That is always right here, right now. We don't have to try to understand it. We don't have to look for meaning or labels or anything. But if we can allow that conscious realization of the presence within us to carry us deeper to ourselves, to surrender more and more, go more and more, then we will know the peace of the connection with our authentic self. So now, let us become as still and quiet as possible. Allow the moment to speak to you, to call you. Invite you deeper. It is a journey we must make over and over again. Every time we make it, we strengthen our knowledge of the pathway. Remember, there is nothing to fear. There is no danger letting go, no threat. What awaits that deep peace, understanding, and knowing what is actually real and true. That there is nothing to fear. There is nothing wrong. We are perfectly okay. Remember, the truth about you is that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. There is nothing wrong. the truth remains alive and true within you. Nothing can change that. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like more information on these meditations and teachings, visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Surrender. These are guided meditations designed to support you in letting go of whatever tensions or false ideas you might be holding about how things really are, and reaching a state of peace and surrender. That's Pathways to Surrender. Look for the next episode soon. We're uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.